Welcome to your five for today. If I were to mention the King's Path, I wonder what comes to mind. Maybe a grand, broad, straight road, something like the Mall in London, which leads from Trafalgar Square to Buckingham Palace. This wide avenue is used for national ceremonies and state occasions, and is even coloured red to give the effect of a long red carpet. Actually, the King's Path is in Malaga, Spain, and is just 3 foot wide. Until it was recently repaired, this was considered by some to have been a very scary and dangerous hike. It was popular with thrill seekers to get the adrenaline going. It traverses a gorge, and was originally a concrete pathway laid on metal rails attached to a vertical rock face, suspended in parts some 100 metres above the River Chorro, flowing directly beneath. Although it was built between 1901 and 1905, the pathway takes its name from King Alfonso XIII, who visited in 1921. Even since its restoration in 2015, following in the king's footsteps is still rather scary. I'm not one for heights myself, but, by all accounts, the views are breathtaking. Apparently, the secret to coping with the height is to focus at a point on the horizon, and don't look down. In the Bible, we read about a broad road. It is a very easy road to be on, because we all start off there in the first place, and you don't need to do anything to stay on it. Although it's a straightforward road to follow, what many don't realise is that it leads away from God and on to destruction. On the other hand, the Bible tells us about another way. This one is narrow and difficult, but it's the one that Jesus said we should get onto. The reason is that it leads to life. Jesus' own pathway through life was a very difficult one, which he took in order to open up this way for us. He determined to go to Jerusalem knowing what would happen to him there. Having been initially welcomed as a king, he was cruelly treated and led outside the city to be crucified, despite having been found innocent. Above his head was placed this sign: "This is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Since Jesus has died and God has raised him again to life, he is now sat down in the place of honour at the right hand of God's throne. He has opened up the way to God. Whilst access to the King's Path is open, it's not easy to enter. We need to set aside our pride and turn away from our wrong ways, accepting that Jesus died for us. Neither is it an easy pathway to walk. It's narrow and difficult, but it leads to life. The Christian life is no afternoon stroll, but there's really no need to fear when we trust in the Lord. The secret to coping on this pathway is to keep the eye fixed on the Lord Jesus. God makes every provision necessary for the narrow way, despite its difficulties, and at its end, it has the assurance of dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. Have you entered onto the King's Path? Whilst it's narrow and difficult, it leads to life. Jesus himself is the way. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Thank you for listening.